Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Newman. Batting second. The DH, Dan Gladden. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tim Laudner. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mark Davidson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tom Nieto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Gerhart. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Rick Burleson. Batting 9th. The catcher, Dave Van Gorder. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. And now, play ball. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gladden. The throw from Van Gorder and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett strikes out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Wiggins reaches second base with a double. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brunansky moves to third. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nieto hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. the Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nieto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman takes first base on ball 4. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Van Gorder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newman. The throw from Van Gorder and he is safe. Newman steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Newman. The throw from Van Gorder and he is safe. Newman steals third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Newman scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 1 in the game. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Gaetti moves to third. Laudner moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. Laudner scores. It's 4-0, Twins. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0 for 1 in the game. Davidson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Van Gorder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gorder strikes out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nieto is 0 for 1 in the game. Nieto hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Newman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nieto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-1 in the game. Knight hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Twins. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Laudner hits a pop-up towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Van Gorder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gorder is 0-for-1 in the game. Van Gorder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Twins. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wiggins hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-2 in the game. Lacy hits a fly ball into right field. Davidson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Brunansky reaches second base with a double. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0-for-2 in the game. Davidson bunts towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Burleson covering, for the out. Brunansky moves to third. One out. Ken Dixon now pitching. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Lombardozzi reaches second base with a double. Brunansky scores. It's 5-3, Twins. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nieto is 0-2 in the game. Nieto is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nieto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-2 in the game. Murray is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-2 in the game. Lynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerhart is 0-2 in the game. Gerhart hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-2 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 3. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush pinch hits for Tim Laudner. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 3-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Bush moves to second. One out. Mark Davidson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davidson is 0-2 in the game. Davidson is walked intentionally. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bush moves to third. Davidson moves to second. Tom Nieto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nieto is 0-3 in the game. Nieto hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bush scores. Davidson moves to third. Lombardozzi moves to second. It's 6-3, Twins. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Newman hits a fly ball into left field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davidson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Twins. Roy Smalley pinch hits for Dan Gladden. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Randy Bush now playing first base. Dave Van Gorder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Gorder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Van Gorder takes first base on ball 4. Keith Atherton now pitching. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wiggins hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0-for-3 in the game. Lacy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Van Gorder moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Van Gorder moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's Twins, 7, Orioles, 7. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Knight hits a fly ball into left field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 7. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gaetti strikes out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bush hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Burleson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Orioles 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer pinch hits for Ken Gerhardt. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwyer moves to second. Terry Kennedy pinch hits for Dave Van Gorder. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dwyer moves to third. One out. Larry Sheets pinch hits for Alan Wiggins. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.